As the temperature plummets, you may have noticed the gritting lorries taking to Surrey's roads. Earlier this year, the County Council told BBC Surrey it was investing in two new giant barns capable of storing thousands of tons of salt. John Fury is the Surrey County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, and John joins us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm really worried about you two, wrapped up in that cosy little room of yours.
We love it. We absolutely love it. John, we wear this stuff in July as well, but don't tell anyone else. Now, how prepared do you think the county is for, or, and the council for that matter, for this winter, which some are saying is going to be the coldest of 5 years?
Well, I hope they're wrong, but we are prepared for it. We've been working for the last 3 to 4 months to get everything up and running. We have more than 3,000 miles of roads in Surrey, and we need to make sure that people are safe on them. Equally, the rising demand for the elderly and disabled within Surrey is costing us £24 million a year, which indicates very strongly that they are rising in numbers, and we have to make sure that people are aware of their neighbour. So the first thing I would say is talk to your neighbours. Make sure that when we have, if we have, a really bad time coming, then talk to them, make sure they're okay, and visit them. We have got over 16,500 tons of snow.
Everybody's panicking now, John.
Yes, I know, and I left for my shovel as well. But anyway, 16,500 tons of salt, and we will be able to put those out. With regard to the new salt barns, what we're basically doing is redesigning where we're coming from. At this moment in time, our main depot is in Merrow, so we have to fill up from there and then move backwards and forwards. That's wrong. What I'm doing is putting together three different areas in which we will store salt, and then the run for the grid is to go back and refill is going to be shorter, and therefore we can be more effective on our roads.
That was one thing that did come out of that very extreme weather that we had, where, you know, there was quite heavy snow. It was actually a team of sort of local community heroes ended up coming out and helping other people, didn't they?
You're talking about our army of farmers.
Indeed.
They get dressed up for the weather as well. They're all equipped with ploughs and spreaders, and they're standing by to help us clear the rural routes. They are amazing. And when you have a small local rural route, you don't get a big gritter going up there. What you do get is a massive army of farmers making sure that when people get stuck, there's somebody there to help. This is all of the things that we do. Our gritters are high grade. We have better information in terms of the weather and what's likely to happen. We have more localized weather stations. And we send out a text and an email to all of our members and anybody else who wants it. I'm sure we can get
it. Is it a balancing act? Is it difficult for you, John, to get it right? Because if you invest a lot of money in salt barns and gritters and we don't get any snow for 10 years, everyone says the county council's wasting its money on equipment we don't need, and yet suddenly it snows overnight and everyone expects you to be on top of the situation.
You sound like a resident.
Well.
I mean, that's exactly what happens. If we don't do it, we're damned. If we do do it and nothing happens, we're damned again equally. But that's what we're about. We're about making sure Surrey is safe for residents. And if we have to spend some money as an initial thing, we do so. Now, we've been lucky over the last 3 years. We haven't really had a bad time. We're about due for one. I hope we aren't. But when it does happen, if it does happen this year, we're ready for it. And you can remind Surrey residents that when they have a problem, we're going to be there for them. But do look out for your elderly residents. There's a lot more than there were. We need to ensure that community looks after communities. That's what it's about.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. John Fury, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Flooding at Surrey County Council.